Let us pray. You were here for us, Lord Jesus, in word and deed. You are the Logos, the Word of God. We open our hearts and minds to you this day. Come meet us here and teach us. Amen. Our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke today, and Gary is going to read.
From the Gospel of Luke, listen to these words, chapter 12, verse 32 through 40. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourselves that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moths destroy. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. Be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks, they can immediately open the door for him. It will be good for those servants whose masters find them watching when he comes. Truly I tell you, he will dress himself to serve, will have them recline at the table, and will come and wait on them. It will be good for these servants whose masters find them ready, even if he comes in the middle of the night or towards the daybreak. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Gary. We sing that hymn, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. We Christians have been waiting for a long time for the return of Jesus Christ. Every generation from the very first Christians thought that Jesus was coming back in their lifetimes. Paul thought that. All the apostles thought that. And the subsequent generations thought that surely he must come soon. As the New Testament was written and put together and theology and doctrines were formed, many theories were formed also about this second coming. And as the centuries unfolded, no matter what was going on in Christendom, there was always the backdrop of Jesus' return. In the last century, there was even more of a push towards this thinking, especially after the Jews returned to the land of Israel. Books were sold by the millions, lectures, sermons, all bought, and some even claimed that they figured the day and the hour by the study of numerology, the study of dates and numbers in the Bible. There were sects of Christians who were found sitting on hillsides or in churches waiting in fields. They thought they knew the exact day and the exact hour. Huge ads were taken out in papers, and I think the last one was even like 5 or 6 years ago that said, this is it, folks, this is the end. And even outside of Christianity, we had doomsday movies about that calendar down there in the Mayans. Geez, that doesn't go past 2012 or something. So that must be it. And even though many of us just poo-pooed that idea, there was always that 11:59 a.m. or p.m., and you're thinking, what will happen in the next minute? Even those of us who have never been caught up in what we call rapture theology still have said, how long can you wait? What is holding things up? How much longer can Jesus wait? Well, actually, Jesus said quite clearly The day and the hour are no one's business but God the Father's alone. But it's interesting that he says in this passage this morning that he will come at an hour we do not expect. And it sheds a different light, a light on what this means about Jesus' second coming. It seems that Jesus is putting the responsibility of his return on us. Not the day or the hour, that's clearly God's business, but the preparations seem to be ours. We have been given, it seems, these marching orders to free ourselves up from earthly cares. In other words, you may have possessions, but don't let your possessions possess you. Be ready at any time to shed those off for more important things. Jesus said to free ourselves. Be ready. Give to the poor, and you'll have a treasure in heaven, a secure treasure, a treasure of people that you have helped, lives that you have changed. No one can steal that from you. No moth can destroy that. And this treasure will continually guide your heart to a giving lifestyle. But also, to be ready, we need to be ready in prayer. It's interesting that Jesus was praying. Now, his disciples went and asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. But what were they doing while he was praying? I guess it's insinuated they were just watching him. What's he doing out there? He must be praying or something. I don't understand why his praying just didn't lead them into prayer themselves. But for some reason, they wanted to know. They wanted a formula, I guess, on how to pray. And I think we all can be in that situation. Sometimes it seems like our prayers just go about here. Wish we could just open up the heavens like Isaiah and see the vision of the Lord. Jesus didn't say anything about that. He insinuated that our waiting, our praying, is behind these closed doors, waiting for the Master to come. And so I think we understand that God understands that our prayers sometimes don't seem like much to us, but they are all important to God. Because Jesus said, that Master is coming in an hour. He might come early, he might come late, you don't know, but just keep praying and be ready. Because Jesus says that that person, that Master, basically himself, will show up. And when he does, it's interesting. He isn't going to just show up and say, I'm here. No. He's going to show up in servant's clothes, have everyone sit down, and wait on them. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. The God of the universe comes to us unexpectedly, and when he does show up, he says, have a seat. Let me make you some breakfast or some lunch or some dinner. Are we ready for that kind of return of Christ? We think of the second coming as these trumpets sounding and the sheep and the goats being separated and all this judgment day stuff. But the description Jesus has here of his unexpected visit is not like that. It's come. All things are now prepared. Sit down. Let me serve you. It's quite a different coming. Are we ready for that kind of coming? Are we in prayer, open and waiting every day for Jesus to show up in our lives? He himself is dressed and ready to serve us, to give us some spiritual food or some thing to do that will bless us and bless others. Do we believe that we are that special to God? It seems Jesus has placed the responsibility in our hands to be ready and waiting for him to come, never knowing what day or in what way he will show up. He might show up while we are praying. We may feel that presence. He might show up at mealtime. He might show up in the words of our children or our grandchildren. He might show up in our daily devotions, or maybe in a homeless person that we encounter, or in a hospital visit, or a card written, or a phone call made or received, or in a person who shows up at our door. An old Keith Green song says, "For he brings people to your door, but you turn them away as you smile and say, 'God bless you, be at peace.' But all heaven just weeps because Jesus came to your door and you've left him out on the street." Are we ready for Jesus to show up at our door? We don't know how or when Jesus comes, but we are to be ready, free of the cares of this world and in our best giving mode. Boy, that sounds so easy, right? Yeah, it's easy to say. It's hard to do when you've got so many problems or a business to run, or you have four little ones screaming at your feet, or you have tons of stuff to take care of, or suddenly you're called in the middle of the night to go to a friend's house who needs your help. But that is easy to identify. That's Jesus there last night for Peg. She was Jesus when she walked in the door to help Sue and Pete. They were Jesus to her because they gave her an opportunity to give in that way. We are Jesus to each other. We can be. We are called Jesus' hands and Jesus' feet in this world. Do we take that seriously? Do I really take myself that seriously, or that not seriously, to be that free to be Jesus to someone else and let them be Jesus to me? It's interesting, but a simple thing was said at the end of that video. God brings people in your lives every day to pray for. Please pray for them. Pray for them. People you know and people you don't know. That's how we keep dressed and ready and our lamps burning. Paul said we should put on Christ, clothe ourselves with Christ every day. Just put Jesus on. Then be ready to be Jesus, to see Jesus in your life. Jesus says, I'm coming at an hour you do not expect. Are we ready? Am I ready every day for that? Do I believe that can happen every day? Jesus can show up in my life so that I can be a blessing or be blessed, whichever way it's going to go. It's an adventure in waiting. I pray that it is so for all of us. So that when Jesus does return and, you know, the real second coming happens, we'll be ready for that too, because we'll be ready every day, every moment, for Jesus to show up in our lives. Amen.